to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
I'm getting excited about tonight. I'm feeling so scared. You can dance.
Welcome. Ladies, gentlemen, fellow slaves of the global plantation, the Vinnie Eastwood Show is bad news. It's like the news, but worse. It's the lighter side of genocide. Just because we're being exterminated doesn't mean we can't enjoy it. Otherwise, what's the point of being killed? The Vinnie Eastwood Show. We're the only thing worse than living in a high-tech global police state run by child trafficking Satanists. It's Vinny's jokes. Good morning, good afternoon, and whatever time of day it is for you, perhaps it's the evening, because it's kind of international show, this one. You might notice I've got a big moon behind me, those of you who are watching the live streams on Twitch, Facebook, and YouTube. But today is kind of like a dark day, and many people have been talking about this recent economic crash and things of that nature. And I'm like, you know, running through the list in my head of what kind of people do you really want to be talking to on an economic crisis? You know, I was thinking Lynette Zhang and David Morgan and Stefan Verstappen. We do have Stefan here with us today. He's an author of Urban Guerrilla Warfare, a martial artist, and a all-round good guy, just like George of the Jungle. Stefan, welcome to the program.
Hey, Vinny, good to be back.
Now, you sent me some a photo here with you and your swords, mate. Could you? what advice have you got for people facing an economic crisis at this particular point in time? Got a lot of advice, I think.
Well, you know, I've been warning people for, 20 years? So if you haven't taken precautions by now, I'm sorry. It's not going to go well for you. You know, we in the prepper movement have been warning about, you know, financial collapse, economic collapse, societal collapse, interruptions in the food chain, starvation, total government corruption and tyranny. So we've been warning about this for 20 years. You know, you got to get ready. You got to have some kind of a backup for what's going to happen if it all turns to turd. And those that didn't listen and didn't heed the advice, well, they're sorry now. You know, I was talking to a guy just the other day, and because he hired me for a talk. I do consultations, not a whole lot, probably like 4 or 5 a month, right? Once a week, I'll talk to somebody. So you can book me on my website, chinastrategies.com. You can book me for 2 hours. We'll talk about whatever you want. Usually what people want to talk about is preparedness, right? How to get ready, what they need to do first. Usually by the time they call me, they're panicking, right? Because they just woke up last year. And it was the same thing with the fellow I was speaking to the other day. He says, you know, I just woke up to this. He says, how long have you been doing this? I says, I've been doing this for 25 years. And he says, I feel so bad. I just woke up to this. And I realize how much I need to do to get ready. And yeah, that's tough. You know, I feel bad for people that are just waking up to this now, Vinny. Because, you know, you, me, and Max Egan, and hundreds of other people have been talking about this, you know, for how long?
It's kind of like... I know this might be very frustrating for you. It might be scary. I know you think that there might be dozens of different threats that are assailing you simultaneously that you don't understand. And for you, today is a really, really bad day. But for me and Stefan, that was a Tuesday.
Yeah, it's just another day. No, I laugh at all this stuff that's going on now, all the latest, you know, World War III, thermonuclear exchange. Well, bring it on. Hurry up. I'm tired of waiting. Because I'm prepared to deal with it. But it's not just that I've got stuff or I've got things, but I've been mentally prepared for this for a long time. Also, you know, we've talked about this before with the guerrilla tactics and things like that. I am cunning and ruthless. I know how to get out of a tight squeeze. I know how to get past police checkpoints. I can bullshit my way through an interview. You know, it's... This is
By the way, we also have FCC regulations on the Republic Broadcasting Network, so we're not allowed to swear, unfortunately, but continue.
Oh, okay. Is that a swear word, Bull?
Yeah, well, yeah, S-H-I-T, you know, it's got to be good for you.
Okay, yeah, okay. Sorry about that. I never can remember what the rules are. But anyways, it's important to be cunning and to be aware. I always tell people, like, okay, look, we don't have the bunker. We don't have the 5 years' worth of food. We don't have the 50-caliber machine guns. It doesn't mean you're not going to survive. You can survive anything provided you're smart. And I'll give an example of this. The SAS, of course, you know the SAS, the Special Air Service, Special Branch of the British Armed Forces, the sort of the originator of the Navy SEALs. These were the guys that first did that kind of, you know, tactical infiltration and high-risk extractions. And these guys had a test whereby they would take them in a plane, middle of the night, and they would parachute them out over somewhere in Europe. They didn't know where. Poland, France, Italy. They wouldn't know where they were going. And they were given nothing. No money, no passport, no weapons, no compass. So they were parachuted out in the middle of the night, and they had 3 days to get back to base in England. And that was your test. That was, you know, you pass that, you're in. And most of the people passed. Now, you got to think what they would have had to do. Now, they would have had to break the law, guaranteed, right? But what would they have to do to get money, to get weapons, to get identification, to get transportation, to clothe yourself and feed yourself and get back within 3 days? And they had nothing. So that's why I'm saying, you know, if you have the cunning and the ruthlessness, you can survive what's coming. You don't need ID and money and identification, and you don't need all that. The SAS guys didn't need it. They were able to get back to base. So more important than all your other preps is your mental prep. And we've talked about this before, Vinny, you know, about the need to become a warrior, to be strong mentally, not to give in to fear, not to be intimidated, not to step down, you know, to always be strong and always keep moving forward towards your goals. And, you know, that's what warriors do. And if you're a warrior mentally, right, so nothing shakes you. So, okay, here's the news today. Nuclear war, bank collapse, another virus pandemic, massive chemical spills, massive fires destroying food distribution warehouses. For a warrior, it's like, so what? You know, like, you can't allow yourself to get anxious about this, to get disheartened, to get overly worried about it. You're going to deal with it. And if you're strong, and if you're a warrior, whatever comes, you'll be able to deal with it. And that's what I mean about, you know, the mental preparation for all this.
I was just thinking about kind of like a shogun just sitting there or whatever, and some guy like in his face getting all angry and stuff like that, and the shogun's just calm. He's like, whatever happens, yeah, I'm prepared for it.
Yeah. And that's the attitude you have to take. And this is the same attitude that is promoted by the Stoics. Now, I know some people have a misunderstanding of what the Stoics are. They're not a religion. They're really more just a kind of like a philosophy, a self-help program. And but with the Stoics, you don't sweat the little stuff. You don't worry about things that you can't change. Instead, you take it all in stride, you adapt, and you overcome. And that's all there is to it. No reason to get upset, no reason to get angry, no reason to stomp your feet and start yelling or run around screaming your head off and crying and going to your safe space and curling up into a fetal position. I mean, none of that's going to do anything anyways. The only thing you can do in this world as a Stoic is see what's going on around you, assess it, you know, take it in. You know, what's the ups and downs? What's the ins and outs? Try to get an accurate assessment of what your situation is, and then figure a way to get through it. That's it. But you have to leave out the emotions, right? And that's why Stoics have a bad reputation as being unemotional. Well, yes, sort of. Stoics aren't unemotional. They feel love and compassion and friendship and admiration. They feel all those emotions.
It's about not letting emotions govern your actions, per se.
Exactly, and especially the negative emotions.
Mm.
Did you send me something?
No, I didn't. There could be something on the Skype chat there, maybe. I don't know. Hold on a second. Are you taking calls, Vinny? From Poland 1. Okay, we do have callers and stuff like that. Would you like to take some callers, bro?
Sure, I love calls.
We could totally do that. All right, well, we've got a caller in from Poland then, RBN. The name is V. My man, V. Is that you, bro? Come on in.
Yes, it is V. I'm just basically calling in to let you know you're doing a good job here on the network, and I want to personally congratulate you on your new addition to your family.
Oh, thank
you. I had a chance to do so.
Cheers, bro. We just had a cute little picture of him and his mum on the couch this morning that we sent out the family who did little loops. I mean, times are pretty tough at the moment financially and stuff like that, but we'll get through it.
Well, I'm definitely happy for you, and I didn't have anything for you. I just wanted to say congratulations and keep up the good work.
Thank you. And do you have any survivalist questions for our guest, Stefan Verstappen, before you jump off feet?
Oh, no, but I'll continue to listen, though.
Okay, cool, bro. Calling in from Poland, that's V, also a host here on the Republic Broadcasting Radio Network. On that note, I would like to remind people that this is a listener-supported show, so please go to vinnyeastwood.com and donate today through PayPal, KiwiBank, and Patreon. And I'm going to be sentenced, I think, in about 10 days from the date of this broadcast. So if you want to know what my sentence is about and all of that kind of stuff, go to the homepage of vinnyeastwood.com and click on the banner there for the day democracy died. We didn't know it was a criminal offence to express an unpopular opinion, peacefully gather, or remain silent in custody, but we found out the hard way. And I remember talking to Stefan about that. It's just like, man, getting yourself arrested, it does so much damage to you, and financially and emotionally and so on and so forth. It's not the smartest move. And, you live, you learn, maybe sometimes you learn. Anyway, you know what I'm trying to say? I think, Steph, we're going to talk about that as well, like the philosophy behind getting arrested for a cause. What is that? Why is that a bad idea?
Well, you know, I've warned you about this. I think it was 2 years ago when you got arrested the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, let's go out there and cause a big fuss and get arrested. See, the thing is, it does zero good. Nothing good will come of it. It's not like, oh, yeah, well, Vinny got arrested, and now the people of Australia rose up in indignation. They're marching in the streets by the millions. Free Vinny. Ain't gonna happen, right?
Yeah.
So, meantime, you got to go to jail, and then you've got to put up with, and you got to post bail, and you got court cases, and then you got to pay for a lawyer, and God knows if they're going to fine you, and then maybe you have to go back to jail or do community service. I mean, it's a whole lot of time and money and misery on your part, right? And it produces absolutely zero good. So it's like, I got a headache. Well, what should I do? Take a hammer and beat it into your head. I mean, that's what you're doing with getting arrested for these things. You know, I have no faith in protests. I have no faith in the voting system. It's all just a complete and utter waste of time. Don't bother marching. Don't make the signs. Look, we've already seen this. Vinny, I saw this almost 20 years ago when they had the massive protests against the Iraq war. Don't go to war.
Led one of those protests in Auckland. I think I was like 15 years old, and somebody handed me a megaphone. Bad idea. The protest went on twice as long as it should have. They were just supposed to march up the street, but I got them to march back down the street as well.
I think it's still a bad idea to hand you a megaphone. But you've seen it then, right? There was a million people in Paris, a million people in London, a million people in Frankfurt and Barcelona, and millions of people all over the world, all protesting against the war. So what did they do? They went straight to war. It didn't make any difference. It didn't stop anybody. And it never will. They don't care. We've spoken about this many times. The people that run the world are psychopaths. They don't care about you. They don't care if you're upset. And they don't care if you're going to protest. For one reason is that they know there's nothing we can do to them. They got the police and the private security and the armed guards. And, they're safe. Nothing's going to happen to them. So why would they be worried whether or not we are upset? So all this protesting and all that, it's a waste of time, folks. And what I've been telling people is, instead of wasting your time worrying and protesting and trying to vote the bastards out this time, is that a swear word?
No, I think bastards is fine.
Okay. Instead of wasting any of your time like that, spend it building community, finding people, parallel societies. That's the only way we're going to get through this. We're going to get through this by not having anything to do with them. We're going to pull back. We're going to pull away. We're not going to send our kids to their schools. We're not going to go to their hospitals. We're going to we're going to open our own hospitals. We don't need to go to Walmart for food. We've got food from the local farmers that deliver it to our house every 2 weeks fresh. We don't need to rely on the internet or the TV or the cable. We've set up our own radio networks so that we can communicate. And this is what we need to be doing, all right? Focusing on detaching ourselves as much as possible from the machinery. Because so long as we're still attached to it, they rule us, they control us. And this is a strategy from my book, The 36 Strategies of Ancient China. And it's called the strategy of remove the fire from under the pot. So what it means is to drain them of resources. We are their resources. So long as we participate, so long as we go along with everything, they use us. They use us up. So by not participating with the system, we remove their energy. We remove what feeds them, and then they will starve. And so that is our strategy. So that's what I've been working on. That's what I've been preaching. You know me. I've been preaching this now for a few years, and the reason I'm still preaching this is because... Let's take a break.
Well, we will take a break in just a moment here, ladies and gentlemen. Please enjoy the ads and whatnot, and please go to VinnieEastwood.com and donate today. We'll be right back after the show, after this break. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the Vinnie Eastwood show, the show that's all about being Mexican. And my very special guest is the one and the only Stefan Verstappen. And we're talking about reality, right? A lot of people get filled up with hopes and dreams. We'll go and we'll do this protest and that'll do that. We'll go and we'll get arrested and it'll accomplish this and what have you. I have very cynical hopes and dreams. I hope that if I get arrested, you know, people would kind of see that happen and realize what they're actually dealing with, that you're not going to be able to negotiate with these people, okay? You just want to get away with them. So there's only really two cures for psychopathy. The ancient cure was cut off all contact with the person forever, and the modern solution is a bullet. And unfortunately, the the guns have been taken from New Zealanders of late by a psychopath, ironically. And so right now, all you got to do is focus on getting the hell away from them. Are your finances tied to them? That's not good, you know. And this is how we are situated now, where we have to be starting to build communities. It's not just like, you know, you should have started this years ago. Sort of thing, to get it all up and running. Now, if you are going to protests and what have you, a lot of great people at those protests, but they ain't really accomplishing anything by being there. Talk to them, organize them, get something accomplished, you know? Stefan Verstappen, welcome back.
Well, that's good advice, Vinny. That's exactly what I recommend too. Communities is intrinsic to human nature. We are social creatures. And when we work together in communities, we can accomplish amazing things. We could, you know, like, you know, our great grandparents didn't have medical insurance, and there was no state sponsored health insurance. And so what did they do? How did they pay for a doctor if they got sick? Well, they formed mutual aid societies, and they would pitch in a small amount of money every month to the mutual aid society, which was usually like unincorporated as or incorporated as a nonprofit, and it's run by the people that are the members. There's no outside consultancy company coming in. And their small monthly payment paid for all their health insurance, paid for medical treatment if they got sick. Not only that, because it's such an efficient and effective use of money, they ended up starting their own hospitals. And many of these hospitals are still operating to this day. You know, they're 150 years old. And I mean big modern hospitals that they built themselves. Just average working class Joes, you know, that, you know, okay, well, we got 1,000 members, 5,000 members. Everybody's pitching in, you know, 10 bucks a month. That pays for a lot of things. And with the excess money that they raised for providing health insurance, like I said, they built their own hospitals. So with our community where I am, we already have medical teams So we've got a group of people that, you know, are trained as best as possible. We got Chinese medicine doctors, we got acupuncturists, we got herbalists, we got first responders, we got nurses, and so for anything but the most serious type of surgery, you don't have to go to the hospital. Our community will have you covered. We've got first aid kits stationed in small towns all across the county. So whichever small town you're closest to, you've got the address, go there. There'll be people there that know what to do in an emergency, and they'll be able to treat you. You don't need to go to a hospital. And now we're thinking, we're still in the preliminary stages, but where do we want to go from here? We're thinking about maybe opening a clinic. You know, it's not a big deal. You form a private members association. Now, a PMA is a very unique legal loophole that they're trying to close up all over the place, okay? The government doesn't like this at all. They realize that this PMA is a loophole in which people can provide things like medical services and treatments and medicines that don't have to comply with the medical association of your country.
That's so very interesting there. We're going to break again, and we'll be right back after these messages, folks who listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Stefan Versteppen is my guest. If you would like to call in, the call-in number is 512-248-8252 or 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on Republic Broadcasting Network. The call-in number is 512-248-8252 or 1-800-313-9443. So give us a call in if you can, ladies and gentlemen. My very special guest is Stefan Versteppen. Stefan, what were you saying just before we went off to break there?
Well, I was talking about PMAs or private member associations, which is a way of circumventing the regulations of like the medical society and the, you know, Food and Drug Administration. For example, there's farmers that want to sell, because there are people that want it, whole food, whole milk, unpasteurized milk. But it's illegal to sell unpasteurized milk. You get the Food and Drug Administration on your ass, and they'll sue you, and they'll take your farm. So how do you get around selling the whole milk to your clients, to your customers? Well, one way to get around it is to form a private member association. So that means people have to become a member of your association. And it's not really a big deal. All you do is you set up an association, and you say, this is for members who are interested in buying whole milk, and you have to pay $5 a month to be a member of this association. And now, because you're all private members, you're not doing business in the public, so they can't touch you, they can't come after you. Now, this is how it usually works, but the government is trying every dirty trick in the book to come after them anyways, right? So they are going after whole food and whole milk providers. They're raiding their farms. There was a famous case there in California about 6 years ago where they send in the SWAT team.
Into a grocery store, you know?
Into a grocery store.
Put down the milk! Get down the ground!
Yeah, no, they had like 15 SWAT team guys running around with guns, pointing them at everybody because the guy sells milk. So The government doesn't like it because it is a way of circumventing their control and power over us. And that's why they don't like it, of course. But the same thing is with selling whole milk. You can also start a private member association to, let's say, I know people in our medical community, herbalists, that have treatments for cancer that are quite effective. Mm. Now, they cannot treat anybody for cancer because the American Medical Association or the Canadian Medical Association will come down on them hard. They'll arrest you and lock you up for 20 years. But if you have a private member association and you say, we are supplying dietary supplements, then they can't touch you again. So what we're trying to look into now is, because our medical system here in Canada, it's a joke. And it's a joke in England, and I'm pretty sure it's a joke there in Kiwi land as well. I wouldn't trust to go to the hospital for anything. So what are we going to do? We still occasionally need medical care. So what we're thinking about, this is our, coming up, how do we advance what we got now? And like I said, we've already got a pretty good team, mostly for trauma, right? So if we have a big disaster or something like that, our guys can go out there and rescue our guys, if you know what I mean. It's our community. We'll go out and we'll check in on the members of the community that are affected by, some sort of wildfire or train explosion or something like that. We've got guys that will go out there and check on them. And they're trained in emergency first aid. They've got a lot of first aid equipment. But for something that's a little bit more long-term, illness, what do we do then? Well, again, we have a medical team that will treat people with long-term illnesses. But what if it gets really bad? And we need a clinic. So we can open a clinic, call it a private member association, and then by charging either a monthly fee for people that want to be a part of the membership, that want to have access to this clinic, or by fundraising within the community, we can hire our own doctors. Right, come in twice a week and see our people. What do you think the doctors come more often than twice a week at the regular hospital? So we can hire our own doctors and treat our own clients, our own members, and we can be so far, again, provided you don't attract too much of attention. If they find out you're doing it and you're being successful, they'll come after you, of course. So we'll keep it on the down low. We'll call it, Oxford County. That's where I live, Oxford County. And it's not in England, it's in Canada. And I live right next to the Thames River. So they named everything after England here. So I'm in Oxford County next to the Thames River. We could call it the Thames River Health Association, right? But then we can hire our own doctors and provide our own medical care. And it's down low. If the government finds out, they'll come after you, even though we are legally in our rights to do this. But when does legality ever matter to the government? So that's what I'm saying. So instead of, I hate to go back on this, but instead of spending time typing out nasty comments on YouTube videos and marching up and down the street with a sign, look, you got to be opening your own medical clinic. What are you doing? You don't have time for this crap.
I mean, and also another thing about it, after a while dealing with this stuff, you get jaded, right? And the kind of sense of urgency that once got you into this kind of thing is just not there anymore. And you're like, oh my goodness, I need to be reminded how big of an emergency situation this is. Like, the emergency is even bigger now than it ever was, and I feel less stressed about it than I ever have.
Yeah. The other thing too is like education. We have our own homeschool association within our community. Four of the mothers got together. They each have like four kids, so we got like 16 kids in homeschool. They don't want to send their kids to school anymore, and you know, it's child abuse. Look what, you know, they're going to come back. They're going to be 10 years old, and they're going to want to have a sex change operation. You know, but this is what happens when you send your kids to public school. It's child abuse, nothing short of child abuse. But we've got mothers that they work together. We've got spaces where we can teach them. We've got classrooms set up. You know, there's a classroom at the clubhouse. There's a classroom at the karate dojo that we also run. There's classrooms, and then, you know, they invite people to come in and give lessons. We, you know, because it's a community, we know lots of people, and they know lots of people. So there's a lot of very skilled and knowledgeable people that will tap and ask them to come in and, you know, do a two-hour class, do a two-hour lesson on how to fix a small engine or how to start tomatoes in March or, you know, how to prune trees in April, you know. So they're getting a better education than anybody else. It costs them nothing. Everybody volunteers. They don't pay for the space. They don't pay for people to come in and teach. So it's all for free. And if you want to know how successful that would be, all you have to do is look at the modern Montessori school system. They started off as a homeschool club. That's how they started. And they started with the same principle. You know what? We can teach our children even better than the education system can teach them. And they weren't wrong about that. Montessori is renowned worldwide for their high quality of education. So what do you need the government school for? So, you know, again, that's another way to detach yourself. And also, people in the homeschool are not required to get a vaccine, right? Nobody's forcing those kids to get jabbed, and that's another reason for doing the homeschool. You know, we've had they forced kids to get the vaccine in order to return back to school. And, well, you see the death toll already, okay? So if you don't want to murder your child, then create your own homeschooling. And all of these programs, the homeschooling, the gardening, the medical care, are all run from the same community. We do all of that stuff. It's not a big deal. And it doesn't cost us anything. It's free. So, you know, that's why I don't have time for, you know, watching any more YouTube conspiracy theories. Vinny, I know all the YouTube conspiracy theories. I've been doing this for 30 years, ever since JFK. So that, what's that, 40 years? I know all of them. I know who's behind it all. I know all the dirty tricks they're pulling. I know what their secret plans are. I don't have time to spend any more of my time and energy trying to figure out who all the bad guys are. I know who they are. And because time is running out, and the time that we still have left, we need to create our own separate society underground. Right? There's no signs up. We don't even have a website. We don't even have a website. So there's no website that says Stefan's independent, self-reliant community. You won't find it. We can't find it because we're keeping everything on the down low. But I am, Vinny, I've been blown away with what's been going on this past year and the close friendships I've made with these people. We, you know, I really trust them. And for me to say that, because listen, like most of us, I've been effed over most of my life by family, by friends, by people I trusted. And it's really hard not to get completely black-pilled, to say, yeah, humanity's hopeless. I'll have nothing more to do with them. I'm going to get the little cabin by the woods, and everybody can go F themselves. It's easy to kind of go that way, but it's not pleasant. And the alternative is what we've got now. I've got a family, Vinny. I've got a family for the first time in my life. I got a big family. They're good people. We look after each other, and we help each other, and we're getting through this. So that's why I'm on this tangent of constantly promoting the community, right? Mm. But look, what else is there? What else is there? You can't vote them out, okay? Voting doesn't solve anything. Forget about it. And you can't protest your way out. And all these people that come up with the sovereign citizen, and we'll take them to court. Please. Save yourself the bother. They control the courts. They control the judges and the lawyers and the prosecutors and the police chiefs. And you think you're going to go into a courtroom and say, oh, well, I figured out a little trick of the law here, and you now have to give me my freedom back. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. So all those other things, pointless endeavors, right? Like, what are you doing this for? We're going to sue them. No, you're not going to sue them. Oh, we're going to arrest them. Citizens arrest. That's never going to happen. I don't know what you don't understand. The enemy owns everything. They own the courts. They own the police. They own the military. They own everything. You think you can go into their territory and one-upmanship them? It's not going to happen. So what's left? What's left, Vinny? Voting? No. Protest? No. Legal solutions? No. Okay, what's left? Oh, yeah, get a militia. Let's train a bunch of guys with guns, and then we'll get them. Okay, nice knowing you, brother. I'll lay some flowers on your grave. Look, there is no, this is not 1776. This isn't, the 18th century where, the enemy's power wasn't that far superior to what a bunch of, militia people can put together. This is the modern world. And they know everything about you. They track you everywhere you go. They know all about it. And the minute you pick up a gun to start a violent revolution, you will die. They'll come to your house. They'll take you. They'll take your wife. They'll take your kids. And you'll never see them again. And you'll be marched down to a basement and put up against the wall. And they'll shoot you in the back of the head. So what is left? What is left is we fade away. It's a little bit like, it's a little bit like? It's like Atlas Shrugged. It's a little bit like John Galt. That we have to, those of us that are not insane, we have to come together and we have to go someplace else where we're not noticeable. And there, we have to create our own civilization. So it's like Atlas Shrugged. It's John Galt. I'm John Galt. Vinny, that's me, John Galt. And, but that's the only chance we have. And again, you got to be smart about it. We talked about the cunning and the ruthless. Part of the cunning and ruthless is how to become invisible, right? When we go underground, right? People don't know what we're doing. They don't even know we're here. Our community, we do not allow anybody to come to a meeting carrying a cell phone. Right? What? They're listening. They're tracking you. So nobody can come to the meeting carrying a cell phone. And we make sure that the people that do come, we vet them, okay? They have to be a friend of a friend, and then we have to get to know them before they get full access to all the meeting notes and all the community activities. And we do not have a website. There's no portal. There's no log into the website here to find out what we're doing. No, we don't do that. We send out, the secretary writes up the meeting minutes every night after the meeting and sends them out the next day through a private email list, and that's how you get the information. So by doing this, we're not in the crosshairs of any government organizations. So this is what I recommend for everybody else to do. Yeah, pull back, do your own thing, your own homeschooling, your own gardening, your own medical team, your own security team, your own communications, your own funding. Okay, we haven't even started about talking about starting your own credit union. That's what our great-grandparents did. How do you think all these people funded their business? Where did they get the business loan? You and me, Vinny, go to the bank, try and get a business loan. Our feet won't hit the ground as we fly out the back door, right? Mm-hmm. So, but people funded their own businesses. The community funded it. They put together an ad hoc. Look, they put rules into place, and they, people trust each other. We know each other. So it's a big difference, all right? And we love each other, too. It's amazing. And but that's how they funded their own business. They got together. Look, people today still do it that way. Chinese and Koreans and Hispanics still fund their own businesses through communities, through ad hoc credit unions and lending circles. So we can get away from the government. We don't need their money. We don't need their hospital. We don't need their security. We don't need their internet. We can recreate that all for ourselves, and provided that we're smart about it and we stay under the radar, who's going to find out?
Also, beautiful thing about it, a bit of an echo there. That's weird. It's gone now. It was just kind of like about how apathetic the general populace is. So if you were doing something, nobody would care enough to even try and investigate to find out if you were doing anything.
Exactly.
Yeah. Apathetic population out there, and, you know, they're rampant as locusts.
Yeah. Well, good for us. Because those of us that are willing to, you know, do something, to organize, get together, to make an effort, good for us. Because we can hide in plain sight behind all these brain-dead people. Did you see the series Walking Dead?
Well, I walked down my street once or twice, but it's almost the same thing.
Anyways, people are asking for a call. Vinny, you want to take a call?
Oh, I am, sure. Who's our caller on the line there?
Tom in Utah.
Oh my goodness, I didn't even see any of these call notes, and we're just about to end the show. Sorry, guys.
Get on the ball, Vinny. Let's go.
Okay, let's go. Tom in Utah, you got 3 seconds. Tom in Utah, are you still there?
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can indeed. Tom, welcome to the show.
I just want to congratulate you on the intelligent discussion.
Oh, thanks.
You know, I actually, through the 90s, was invited to go through about 30 more venues, about 32 universities as well, including the University of Toronto, discussing the efficiency of survival. One of the things that I kind of miss on RBN is the Saturday morning show with Tim and Lori talking about gardening. That's something, you know, we all know who the bad guys are. What we need to figure out is how to survive in spite of their behavior.
Indeed, that's right. Good point, Tom. Let's go now to Virginia in Colorado on caller line 5. Virginia, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show. What can we do for you?
I would love to come and join that community up there in Canada. Sounds like you have a really smart group. I am familiar with the man who's a physicist, and his family built their own home. They have a thermal wall, depending on your altitude and the climate. So he went down 7 feet into the ground, and I don't remember what it's called, but you hit a point where the earth retains the heat or the warmth at a steady 50 some odd degrees. But the way the house is configured with the sunlight, that wall will, in the winter, the wall will take the full blast of the sun and then hold that heat and emanate it all night, or, you know, be putting off that warmth. And then he also had salt tubes, and it's a certain kind of salt, but the heat hits these salt tubes, and it also, so the salt, before it is warmed up by the sun, it's crystalline, and then the salt, the sun hits it, warms it up, and as it's going back into its crystalline state, it's giving off 90 degree heat. Anyway, that house did not need to have any exterior heating or cooling. They had vents and shafts and pulleys to circulate air. It keeps itself cool in the winter, or cool in the summer and warm in the winter. And his designs are online. You just look under David W. Allan, A-L-L-A-N.
David W. Virginia. Allan, thank you so much, Virginia. We've got one last call here.
Welcome.
We've got Chance in West Virginia now.
We're bumped.
Oh, well, unfortunately, Chance, we're going to have to miss you out on here, because that's the show for today. Hopefully you can call in next week, Chance. Love you, bro. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you, Stefan, for joining us today. ChinaStrategies.com is his website, ladies and gentlemen. Please go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com and check out the archives there. And please donate if you can, please, baby. We really need it right now. So thank you so much, everybody. Thank you, Stefan. And we will see you all again sometime, ladies and gentlemen, at VinnyEastwood.com.